It is time now for the business news. Ko Taku Manuhiri and I and ko Nona Peltier, who has joined me in the studio. Nona, the house market continues to run pretty hot despite, you know, every effort to cool it down. So what's continuing to push the prices up?
It's a lack of supply. According to the Real Estate Institute's latest survey of house prices and so on, only 15,000 homes were for sale last month. Only 15, that's nationwide, 15,000, yeah. So as a result of that, competition for those homes was fierce, driving up the prices, a seasonally adjusted 25%. It's an increase.
2.5.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, these are big numbers.
Yeah,
right? We're like, oh, wait, I'm going to give you another one. So the price between this past May, like last month, and the year before is $200,000 in terms of a median price. So it's now a whopping $860,000 is the median national house price compared with $620,000 just a year ago.
Big numbers, as
these
you say.
These are big numbers.
Okay, and maybe not so big numbers, but still, you know, an adjustment upwards. Let's talk about food prices. What's going on?
Well, the price of food is on the rise, and you know what? According to statistics, it's been on the rise now really for the past 3 years. So we rose 0.4% in the month of May over the month before, and as well 1.8% over the year. Now, over the past 3 years, we were up 6.5%.
Okay.
And so these are, this is just a march forward on food prices. If you notice that your budget is not going as far, you'd be right.
Any particular standouts?
There are.
Okay.
Yes, I know you'd be excited about that. Yeah, so vegetable prices rose 3.4%, primarily led by tomatoes and capsicum.
Okay, you wait for all the texts telling us that a tomato is a fruit, by the way. But
well,
anyway,
it's not my fault. I didn't call it a vegetable. I'm not the one who classified. Okay. It's classified as a vegetable, according to statistics.
Right, so they're gold, basically.
Write to them, don't write to us.
Yep.
Yes, that's right. Anyways, look, the price rose 17%. Now, I know, look at the look on your face. And believe it or not, in April to May, so in April, the prices doubled over March, and again in May, 17% up on that already rising price. So look, the other thing is capsicum.
Yeah.
Those prices rose 30%. Yeah. $19.07 a kilo.
Yeah, they're pretty pricey, those.
They really are. But on the plus side, if you call it a plus side, if you love kiwi fruit, they were, 40% cheaper for kiwi fruit, which is typical for this time of year. Average price there was $3.60 per kilo. And mandarin prices, if you like your mandarins, well, they fell 26% to a weighted average price of $5.02 per kilo.
Okay.
So overall, food prices definitely, there were other things that, added to the overall rise, and that included meat, poultry, soft drinks, and takeaway meals.
Thanks, Nona. Let's go to the markets now, shall we, for a quick trot around
those
numbers?
This time I have it right.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Well, look, we were talking about the market being relatively flat for some time. Suddenly, it rose more than 1% today. That's a gain of 134 points to 12,696, and that was led mostly by the big heavy hitters, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, A2 Milk, and Main Freight. The New Zealand dollar, steady. That's ahead of the U.S. Federal Reserve meeting that gets underway overnight. It's a two-day meeting, and there's a lot of concern about what that's going to come back, because are they going to